Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis, the end of the fifth perek Hayabodkin, and the beginning of the sixth perek Nigmar Hadin. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin, may their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan said that one may recite the bracha for the new moon, Achid Hismalu Pigimasa, until its cavity is filled. Amram disagreed if this means 7 days when the moon is Ki Yisra, like a bow filled to its bowstring, meaning half full, or until 16 days when it's Knafya, like a sieve, meaning full. We do not recite the bracha of a Tov Metiv while the moon's light is increasing, nor Dain Emes while its light is decreasing, since it's Orche, its natural way. Rabbi Yochanan said, whoever blesses the new month with Kiddush Levana in its proper time is as if he greets the Shechina. A Braisa teaches, if Yisrael had only merited greeting the face of their father in heaven once every month, it would have been sufficient for them. Abai said, therefore we should say the bracha standing. Mareimar and Marzut were carried on the shoulders of others when saying the bracha. Rav Acha told Rav Ashi that in Eretz Yisrael, their bracha was, Baruch Mechadish Chadashim, blessed is he who renews the month. But Rav Ashi objected and presented the full text nowadays. Point number two, the Pasuk says, Ki betachbulos tasel chamochama, for with wise counsel you shall wage war for yourself. Rabbi Yochanan explained, B'mi atam motzi milchamto shel Torah, with whom do you find the battle of Torah? B'mi sheyesh biyado chavil shel Mishnah, with one who has bundles of Mishnah in his hand. Rashi explains that to rule correctly and attain clarity in learning, intellectual acuity is not sufficient. Only through a mastery of the text can one resolve one difficult Mishnah from another. Rav Yosef applied to himself the pasuk, V'rav tvuos bekoch shor, much produce comes through the ox's strength. Yosef is compared in the Torah to a shor, and the Gemara says that everyone needs the wheat merchant, meaning the master of vast Torah knowledge. Rav Yosef is identified elsewhere as a Sinai, such a master of Torah. And point number three, the sixth parak begins, Nigmar Adin Motzin Oson L'Soklo. After a guilty verdict was concluded, they take him out to stone him. Basis Gilaya Chutzla Basin, the stoning place, was outside a basin, as the Pasuk says, Hotze es Makalo, take out the blasphemer. The Mishnah describes how men are stationed to signal to halt the proceedings if someone comes forward with arguments for acquittal. The Gemara has it, a Braisa places the execution further away. Basis Gilaya Chutzla Shalosh Machanos, the stoning place was outside the three camps, Shechina, Levi, and Israel, meaning outside the city. It answers that although it must be outside the city, the Mishnah adds that a basin convened outside the city, the stoning must be outside at a distance from the basin. So the basin judges do not appear like murderers. Alternatively, so that the condemned person should have a possible rescue by requiring time to reach the place of execution. A braisa derives that execution takes place outside the three machanos from Parim HaNisrafim, the bulls which are burned outside the three machanos, which another braisa proceeds to derive. Rav Papa provides another source, Rav Ashi will provide a third on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rabbi Yochanan said that one may recite the bracha for the new moon, Achid Hismalu Pigimasa, until its cavity is filled. Amram disagreed if this means 7 days when the moon is Ki Yisra, like a bow filled to its bowstring, meaning half full, or until 16 days when it's Knafya, like a sieve, meaning full. We do not recite the bracha of a Tov Metiv while the moon's light is increasing, nor Dain Emes while its light is decreasing, since it's Orche, its natural way. Rabbi Yochanan said, whoever blesses the new month with Kiddush Levana in its proper time is as if he greets the Shechina. A Braisa teaches, if Yisrael had only merited greeting the face of their father in heaven once every month, it would have been sufficient for them. Abai said, therefore we should say the bracha standing. Mareimar and Marzut were carried on the shoulders of others when saying the bracha. Rav Acha told Rav Ashi that in Eretz Yisrael, their bracha was, Baruch Mechadish Chadashim, blessed is he who renews the month. But Rav Ashi objected and presented the full text nowadays. Point number two, the Pasuk says, Ki betachbulos tasel chamochama, for with wise counsel you shall wage war for yourself. Rabbi Yochanan explained, B'mi atam motzi milchamto shel Torah, with whom do you find the battle of Torah? B'mi sheyesh biyado chavil shel Mishnah, with one who has bundles of Mishnah in his hand. Rashi explains that to rule correctly and attain clarity in learning, intellectual acuity is not sufficient. Only through a mastery of the text can one resolve one difficult Mishnah from another. Rav Yosef applied to himself the pasuk, V'rav tvuos bekoch shor, much produce comes through the ox's strength. Yosef is compared in the Torah to a shor, and the Gemara says that everyone needs the wheat merchant, meaning the master of vast Torah knowledge. Rav Yosef is identified elsewhere as a Sinai, such a master of Torah. And point number 3, the sixth parak begins, Nigmar Adin Motzin Oson L'Sokol. After a guilty verdict was concluded, they take him out to stone him. Basis Gilaya Chutzla Basin, the stoning place was outside a basin, as the Pasuk says, Hotzeis Makalo, take out the blasphemer. The Mishnah describes how men are stationed to signal to halt the proceedings if someone comes forward with arguments for acquittal. The Gemara has it a braisa places the execution further away. Basis Gilaya Chutzla Shalosh Machanos, the stoning place was outside the three camps, Shechina, Levi, and Israel, meaning outside the city. It answers that although it must be outside the city, the Mishnah adds that a basin convened outside the city, the stoning must be outside at a distance from the basin. So the basin judges do not appear like murderers. Alternatively, so that the condemned person should have a possible rescue by requiring time to reach the place of execution. A braisa derives that execution takes place outside the three machanos from Parim HaNisrafim, the bulls which are burned outside the three machanos, which another braisa proceeds to derive. Rav Papa provides another source, Rav Ashi will provide a third on the next daf. All right, so now we got our siman daf mem base, and our standard siman is a mobster. A mobster. So here goes. The mobsters who did tshuva after being inspired by Kiddush Levana and exchanged their weapons for bundles of mishnayos were hired to escort the man who was chayav skila outside of the three machanos. Once again, slow motion. The mobsters. Mobsters. That must be one daf. Membeis. The mobsters who did tshuva after being inspired by Kiddush Levana, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol mevarcha chodesh bezmano, ki makabo pnei shechina. Whoever blesses the new month with Kiddush Levana in its proper time is as if he greets the Shechina. So the mobsters who did tshuva after being inspired by Kiddush Levana and exchanged their weapons for bundles of mishnayos, which reminds us, the pasuk says, Ki betachbulos tasil chamochama, for with wise counsel shall you wage war for yourself. Rav Yochanan explained, B'mi ata motzi mochamta shel Torah, with whom do you find the battle of Torah? B'mi sheyesh biyado chavil shel mishnah, with one who has bundles of mishnah in his hand. So the mobsters who did shuv after being inspired by Kiddush Levana and exchanged their weapons for bundles of mishnayos were hired to escort the man who was chayv skila outside of the three machanos, which reminds us the basis skill was outside a basin and outside the three machanos. So once again, the mobsters who did tshuva after being inspired by Kiddush Levana and exchanged their weapons for bundles of mishnayos were hired to escort the man who was chayv skila outside of the three machanos. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf lamed ches. So the simmer daf lamed ches is a davar lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the simmon. So here goes. The man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup, that must be on daf lamed ches, a davar lach, a liquid. The man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup, which reminds us, a braisa states that Adam HaRishon was created on Erev Shabbos, meaning last, and provides four reasons, the fourth one being, Kedei Sheichanos L'Suda Miyad, so that he should immediately enter the banquet, meaning the completed world. This is analogous to a human king who built a palace, decorated it, prepared a banquet, and only then invited guests. So the man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Adam's original size, either that he extended from one end of the world to the other or from the ground to the rekia before he was diminished after the chait. Reish Lakish explains that when the pasuk mentions Sefer Toldos Adam, the book of the generations of Adam, it teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him each successive generation and its people who darshan the Torah, each successive generation and its sages. When he reached Rabbi Akiva's generation, he rejoiced in his Torah, but was saddened over his death. Adam declared, and to me, how exalted are your thoughts, Hashem. So the man who arose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, where one explained why after one pasuk says, Bitzalmenu, another pasuk says, Bitzalmo, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol makrin shepakru haminim tshuvasim bitzidan. Wherever the heretics have supported their heresies from psukim, the response is written right nearby. He proceeds to give numerous examples of psukim referring to Hashem in the plural, allowing for the heretical claim that there are multiple powers. But nearby, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in the singular, disproving their claim. For example, the pasuk says, Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu, let us make a man in our image, in plural, but nearby it says, V'yivra Elohim Asa Adam Bitzalmo, Hashem created man in his image, in singular. Rabbi Yochanan then explains why the Torah uses the plural form, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osu Davar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do anything, Elohim Ken Nimlach B'Pamalya Shamala, unless he first consults with his heavenly court. Daf Lamed Tes. So the Siman Daf Lamed Tes is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman. So here goes. After delivering a letter, that must be more on Daf Lamed Tes. After delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous exchanges between Kofrim and sages. In the first exchange, a heretic said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Your God is a thief, for the Pasuk says that Hashem put Adam to sleep and took one of his sides and fashioned it into a woman." The Kofrim's daughter told Rabbi Gamliel that she would answer him, which she proceeds to do. So, after delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, the mailman opened up a singing card celebrating the demise of Rishayim, which reminds us, Rav Yonason said that when the Egyptians were drowning in the Yam Suf, the Malkei Ashares sought to say Shira before Hashem, but Hashem said, "Masa Yadei Tovim B'Yam, Atem Omrim Shira Lefanai, my handiwork is drowning in the sea, and you recite a song before me." This too proves that Hashem does not rejoice over the downfall of the wicked. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina answered, "Hu enosas aba acherim mesis." Hashem doesn't himself rejoice, but he causes others to rejoice. So, after delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, the mailman opened up a singing card celebrating the demise of Rishayim. As he went to pick up a written nevuah from a Adomiger Navi who lived by two Rishayim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Ovadia merited Nevuah despite being a ger, because he hid 100 prophets in a cave from Izebel, the wicked queen, who was murdering them. The Gemara asks why Ovadia was chosen to deliver the prophecy about Edom's eventual destruction, and two answers are given. The first one being, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Hashem said, "Yavo Ovadiahu Adar bin Shnei Rishayim, let Ovadiahu, who lived among two wicked people, Achav and Izebel, below Lamed Maasem, and did not learn from the evil ways, be Navel, Esav of Russia, and prophesy about the destruction of the wicked Esav, who lived among two tzaddikim, Yitzhak and Rivka, and didn't learn from their ways." Daf Mem. So the Simmer Daf Mem relates to Mayim, and we use a pool. So here goes. The two Adim lounging at the pool. Pool? That must be more on Daf Mem. Mayim, water, pool. The two Adim lounging at the pool after they were disqualified, when they couldn't answer one of the seven chakiros, which reminds us. The fifth parak begins, Hayibotkin osam b'sheva chakiros. They would examine the Adim with seven primary questions. In which seven-year cycle the crime was committed? Which year of that cycle? Which month? Which day of the month? Which day of the week? Which hour? And in which place? These questions facilitate the possibility of the Adim being discredited through Hazama, which requires identifying the precise time and place of the alleged incident. Adim who do not know the answer to a primary chakira are disqualified, since hazama is impossible. So the two Adim lounging in the pool after they were disqualified, when they couldn't answer one of the seven chakiros, while Dayanim left in pairs from the nearby basin to deliberate overnight over a Dinin Nefashos conviction, which reminds Gemara discusses the process of reaching a verdict in Dinin Nefashos. They may quit that day, but a conviction must be postponed to the next day. The Dayanim were divided into pairs and they would eat less, not drink wine, and deliberate through the night. So the two Adim lounging at the pool after they were disqualified, when they couldn't answer one of the seven chakiros, while Dayanim left in pairs for the nearby basin to deliberate overnight over Adin and Nefasho's conviction, didn't notice that the three weird inflatable toys in the pool, in the shape of an Ir HaNidachas, an Avodah Zorah, and Adim Zomin, each had the word Heitev printed on them. Which reminds, we learned that the source of the seven chakiros is derived from the Gezer Shava of Heitev Heitev from Ir HaNidachas, Avodah Zorah, and Adim Zomin. Daf Mem Alf. So the simon for Daf Mem Alf is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must be more on Daf Mem Alf. The grandma who was distraught when Adim Zomim, who accused her Na'amarasa granddaughter of committing adultery, were spared from execution because they claimed they only came to forbid her to her husband. Which reminds us, Rav Hanan said that Adim, who testified that a Na'amarasa committed adultery and the Adim were found Zomim, they're not killed because they can say, La'osra al-Bala abanu, we only came to prohibit her to her husband not to kill her. Since their intent was not to have her killed, they cannot be killed for Kasher Zamam. So the grandma who was distraught when Adim Zomim, who accused her Na'amarasa granddaughter of committing adultery, were spared from execution because they claimed they only came to forbid her to her husband, and then learned that the aedis against her grandson committing murder wasn't disqualified, since the aedim only disagreed on the color of his clothing, which reminds us, Rav Chisda says that if one witness said a murder was committed with a knife, and the other said it was with an axe, ein ze nachon, this testimony is not consistent. But if they answered differently, whether his clothes were black or white, the testimony is valid, because this is a peripheral detail. So the grandma who was distraught when Adim Zomim, who accused her Na'amarasa granddaughter of committing adultery, were spared from execution because they claimed they only came to forbid her to her husband, and then learned that the aedis against her grandson committing murder wasn't disqualified, since the aedim only disagreed on the color of his clothing. Had her hopes raised when a judge said that the aedis can be refuted through hazama, when one aide didn't know an answer to a bedikah question, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why unanswered chakiros disqualify testimony, but unanswered bedikos do not. Regarding chakiros, if a question remains unanswered, the testimony is disqualified, the havila edus shiatayahu hazima, because it's edus which is impossible to discredit through hazama, since the time and place of their testimony is not established. Regarding bedikos, however, the testimony can be refuted through hazama, even if questions remain unanswered. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you know that Edim are disqualified if they cannot answer one of the seven chakiros? That's on Duff. Ma'am. Good number two, which stuff do you know that the Milchamta Shel Torah is found with one who has Chavil Shel Mishnah in his hand? That's on Duff. Membes. Good number three, which stuff do we learn? The one who sustains a single life from Yisrael, the Torah considers him as if he sustained the entire world. That's on Duff. Lamed Zayin. Good number four, which stuff do we learn why Ovadia, a ger from Edom, was Zocha to Nevuah? That's on Duff. Lamed Tes. Good number five, which stuff do we discuss Kiddush Levana? That's on Duff. Membes. Good number six, which stuff do we learn when Bedikos disqualify Edus and when Bedikos do not? That's on Duff. Memov. Good number seven, which stuff do you learn that for Dinim Mamonos and Dinim Nefashos, we count the Rebbe and his Talmud as one vote? That's on Duff. Lamed Vav. Good number eight, which stuff are four reasons given as to why Adam Rishon was created Erev Shabbos? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good number nine, which stuff do we discuss whether it's appropriate to rejoice over the downfall of Rishayim? That's on Duff. Lamentas. Good. Number 10. Which of the one the base of skill was outside a basin and outside the three machanos? That's on Duff. Membes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.